Let me know when you're ready.
All right, we are here with Environmental Health. Margaret.
Good afternoon.
You
in the morning.
So we'll start this process as we have started in previous years. We're on revenues on page 24. I had one question. I had one that I want to talk about, whether we're budgeting the right thing, and then one kind of notation on why I think we're in good shape. So my first question is well testing and abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
You're budgeting to bring in the same thing next year that you're budgeting to bring in this year. Here's my issues, and I want you to just talk it through if you can. So last year at this point, we had brought in $7,819, and we ended up bringing in $29,748 for the year, right?
Okay.
This year so far, we brought in $10,153, so $2,500 more than we had brought in at this point a year ago. But a year ago, we ended up bringing in $29,000, and we're only budgeting to bring in $26,000 this year. And I'm just trying to figure out the math.
Yeah. A lot of that has to do with how the state, how quickly the state gets their checks back to us. It's a quarterly thing, and they're always, this year, they ran into computer glitches, and so there was quite a while where Kathy couldn't submit that claim. So that kind of pushed things up a little bit or back. The other thing that's going to be different is this is the first year that they're going to reallocate some of the funds. So the counties that have not been using them have to give up a little bit and then give it to the counties that could use it, because the IDPH does not want to lose those funds to a whole other program. They want to show that, yeah, we're using them. So I think that we stand to earn more money in February is when they're thinking of doing this. But what they promise is always about the same for the last several years. And I think it's just whether or not it comes in before or after July 1 is what's throwing this off.
Okay.
So these are all IDPH funds.
Correct. And if you don't use it, you don't get it. You know, it's
right,
just,
but we do a good job using it.
Yeah.
We get our maximum. Now this year it sounds like we can get our maximum plus maybe a little more if they reallocate, which leads me back to the is 26,530 the right estimation for this year?
Mm-hmm.
And then as a carry forward, should we be estimating a little more next year? And my thought was 30,000 and 30,000.
We could. We certainly could. It's just that they always recommend caution. And so every year I say, so what do you think we're going to get? And they say, just use those same old numbers, you know. But if you think...
I'm just basing it on the fact that we almost brought in 30,000 last year, and we were 3,000, not quite 3,000, behind what we were at this point a year ago is how I get there. But I wanted you to explain it to me.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather leave it just exactly what they say the it's going to be from the previous year, because that's what they recommend.
Okay. All right, good for me. And
okay.
Then my next note was on, and we can talk about anything above this if you guys want to, but water well permits on the revenue side.
Mm-hmm.
And just noting that the geothermal tax credit is going away, and that's the reason we're down, making that estimate go down.
And again, that's just a guess, but I think it's a pretty good guess.
Yep, well, we'll keep track of it. All right, so that gets us to the expense side.
Okay.
As always, we won't talk about the employee-related costs unless somebody wants to. Board remains committed to fully funding the actual cost of all those positions for the year. The numbers may look different. This year, for the last 2 years, we've budgeted 94%, knowing that on average we have some turnovers, but we always come back and we make it whole, right? So you have all the positions fully funded as we go. Right. We'll continue with that. So that leads us to Board of Health. You've got $150 budgeted. You never, ever, ever use that. Can we just take it to 100? Just a flat 100.
We can.
I didn't have anything. Oh, let's talk vehicle fuels and maintenance. You're estimating $3 a gallon. So Margaret is getting a new Tahoe, new as in 100,000 miles on it.
I know.
But it's
really
better
excited.
Than the Durango.
Is it? I don't know. Well, I think it'll stick to the road better. Yeah.
He's done a nice job taking care of. So this is the sheriff's current vehicle, and it's coming to Board of Health. I'm questioning the $3 a gallon as our estimate for gas.
Well, you know, several years I ask that dollar amount be set just like the postage is set, so that we're all using the same number. Some folks use three. I thought I'll use three too, just to, you know. But if I think we could all use the same number, and it would be a great idea. I really do.
Yeah, I think it'd be great, and I'm going to have the same conversation with others. I just want to make sure we got the right amount in there. I don't think you're going to pay $3 a gallon for gas.
Probably not. But then I don't know what I'm going to be paying for tires or this or that. I mean, it's a tough thing. I don't know cars real well. I just really The one thing I have to mention about this line, and it's kind of a big deal, is when I presented this to the Board of Health, Mark Speck suggested that we suggest to the Board of Supervisors that we keep the existing car and then also take the new car and have two vehicles that we have access to. And then I talked to Jerry today and asked him if he could possibly be interested in sharing one of those for four-wheel drivers with us, like the Durango. And then they would have their RAV, and then the two departments would share three vehicles. So one would be dedicated to them, one would be dedicated to us, and then the other would be half and half, or as needed, you know.
Yeah, and so my issue there has nothing to do with the idea. It has to do with it's time for the Durango to go away.
I'm driving that. What is
it? It is time for us to not have money invested in Durango. And so I don't know if I've got a solution today that assists you with four-wheel drive, but I do absolutely have a solution for any time you guys need access to another vehicle. We have pool cars available.
Okay.
You guys can utilize any time. And let's start with that and then have a conversation go forward. I don't feel like the Durango, I've been trying to get rid of the Durango now for a couple of years. I think ever since you got it in it, and which one leaked on you?
Oh, that was this
Ford
one.
Explorer.
Yeah. It's a thank you.
Just to dovetail on that, the Honda Civic, mm-hmm. I've asked Darla to create an Outlook calendar so that departments can go in and look at its availability and reserve it.
Oh, okay.
And just come up and get the keys.
Okay, so you come up here for those keys and you go to Cherry for the other keys.
Cherry for the RAV keys. So the planning and development controls the RAV.
No, Cherry, I said.
Cherry, yeah, so Cherry is
the Impala, right?
And a Mini.
I guess.
That's
what you're going
to use. I checked out the Impala, but I was trying to figure out how many times that's utilized.
Oh, okay.
So we would get a separate gas card for the Civic for health? Is that? Because I know planning has a gas card.
Yeah. So then that fuel expense would be billed directly.
So top it off every time then? Is that what you guys are doing? Or?
Typically half a tank.
Okay.
Half a tank.
Are you asking that if there was, like, say you take the Civic and there's a little more than half that goes under, then you guys fill that?
Well, kind of. Well, yeah, I guess it's a wash, though. So, I mean, it evens out. And
there isn't a real, I mean, I don't know how else you, unless it's full every time they get it, and then they just replenish it to full.
And that's a pain, especially in the winter. You don't want to be filling up.
Well, then they get, like, 45 miles a gallon.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. Wow. Well,
not a four-wheel drive, but depending on what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I guess we still have the Impala or the Honda available to Kathy. Matt?
He likes his vehicle.
He likes his vehicle. Yeah.
Van should be available, too, right?
Ooh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, the minivan. Okay.
Not the main cargo one. No.
So then I'll just let Mark know that we're covered, and
Yeah, Marty, since you're on the Board of Health, are you comfortable with the conversation we just had?
Yeah, I'm trying, Mike, when you said Mark Speck, I'm trying to recollect him saying that. You know, I don't, but then it doesn't surprise me.
Hey, I don't make this stuff up, Mark.
Sometimes we get off on something, you have left, you know, your thoughts.
Yeah.
But I know there are times like, you know, you will be doing something, Matt will be doing something. Or
Kathy.
You know, you're an office that can be all people out of it and at different locations and different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, need a vehicle. When I was sitting here listening to a good story saying, like, if we have these around on a pool basis, I hope that works for you guys.
Yeah, I think it should be fine. But Mark wanted us to.
Absolutely. That makes sense when you get rid of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So can we take the fuels maintenance just to a flat $1,700 for FY18?
Excuse me.
Instead of $1,780.
We can.
Okay. Done. I didn't have questions about office supplies unless you guys do. I didn't have questions about legal notices, postage and mailing, employee mileage and expenses, communication services. I think we're high.
You think we're high?
I do. I think the $1,177 for the first half of this year is a pretty good benchmark of where we're going to be. So I think we're, you know, call it $2,400 a year. Lisa, do you think that's right?
Yep. For the adjustment for fiscal year 17.
Both.
Both.
Okay. All right, wait a minute. I gotta find it.
Yep. Get there. And so you.
All right. So we got, I got $2,390 for the.
$2,390.
Huh?
For next year?
Well, I mean, $600 for cell phone and $2,390 for everything else.
Oh, so you have the cell phone in there.
Cell phone and, yeah. And that can't go down.
But then, but you pay, so look at your year to date.
Okay.
Here's 26.
Right.
That's through December. So that's 6 months worth of.
We're not paying them cell phone out of that.
Verizon, yeah, we are.
Oh, we are.
She gets taxed on it, but the department pays for it.
Okay.
So that means that 6 months in, you spent $1,177, and that includes a cell phone.
Okay.
Okay, so if you double that, it's $2,354. And that's where he's coming up with $2,400.
$2,354, okay. And then did you add the 3% on?
For what?
Well, IT recommended. For communications, I believe it was 3% they recommended.
Okay. No, I didn't.
And that's,
but that covers within $20 of $2,400.
Okay. Well.
So here's the deal, Marjorie. If you look at history, I understand where you're coming from. Okay. But if you look at what you're truly spending right now. I think that this is closer to what it's actually going to be. When we first got that phone system in, we had a lot of unknowns. Mm-hmm. And now this last 6 months has been pretty stable, and a lot of the consolidations and stuff like that have been done. So what you're paying every month is really I think we're going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
So then the $1,177, if you took... $1,177 was through December.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. If you take $300 off of that, and then multiply it by 1.03, what do we have?
$900.
Okay. $900, $300.
24.
And what are you guys wanting?
24.
You got it.
All right. And that is both for what we estimated for FY17 and what we're plugging in as a budgetary amount for FY18. I didn't have anything in education training. I didn't know if there were questions. You do a phenomenal job getting you and your staff out.
Mm-hmm.
And getting education and training. We want you to continue that.
Thank you.
Didn't have anything on I didn't have anything the rest of the way down until office equipment and furniture, where you want to purchase the second laser measurer. We got all on board, but I'm wondering if you can't get it done in equipment, rent, and maintenance for this year. You got $900 in there and you haven't spent anything yet.
Mm-hmm. Depends. I've got a probe that Mark. No, it wasn't Mark this time. I've got some equipment fixing to do. So I don't know. Those kinds of things I might be able to, but you know, those kinds of purchases I don't make until May or June. Case, the car, or
I'm all in. It just looks to me like right now we might have the capacity to go ahead and get the new laser measure out of this year's budget and not plug it into next year's budget.
Okay, but then if I don't, it's not budgeted. So I would like to have it in there, and then I guess we could remove it if we can buy it this year.
Yeah, I mean, what fires me up about buying it this year is if we remove it from next year's budget, because then it helps us with the $2 million budgetary problem that we're sitting here looking at right now.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know how close you are on the rest of your budget. Right?
Yeah, it seems like my lab line was a little bit over. Not sure what's going on there. I always get lost in these papers. Lab service.
Yeah, I mean, it looks to me like you're up in legal notices.
That's Crestview.
Yeah.
That's going to go away.
The lab services. Do you have Crestview too?
No.
Mm-mm. Are we spending, Margaret, just sitting here?
Yeah.
Chris, does that create additional dollars spent by your department to deal with?
You know, if we're going to be doing the water sampling, then it will be. But everything else, you know, there's mileage, there's hours, things like that, but it's already kind of worked into the budget. But as new, like a bill coming in, not necessarily, except for the water testing.
All right. I was just saying, you're thinking, it's just like, as it's been chronic, I didn't know if, you know, you would have been negatively impacted by having this in your department's purview in regards to both your staff time, your expenses to dealing with the, you know, the criteria that he's got to meet, and your SNAP visits and whatnot. I didn't know if it's
It's certainly doable. Very doable. I guess the other thing, of course, is the legal notices that were super high. We didn't realize it, but the sheriff's office sort of switched over and had a private agency do that notification for us. Then we got the bill. So next time we're just going to do it in person, and it'll be part of the hourly wage. Yeah. So we were a little, you know, surprised by that bill, but that's going away. And then water testing is not expensive, you know, just doing the bacteria, no biggie.
Okay. Doesn't he have to reimburse us for the water testing?
Well, we never got to that at the Board of Health. So in February, we will address that, yeah.
I would be comfortable if you were to bring that to us.
Okay. And like by the next meeting, we will do 3 testing events. So $75.
Still.
I agree. And it was
to do business.
Yeah. It was a mistake. You know, we just got kind of busy talking about something else, and then we forgot to finish talking about that. I will certainly send him a bill and expect payment.
Yeah, I don't think that we need to hold environmental health responsible for the increased expenses for something like this. I think we need the Board of Supervisors needs to figure out how to fund. So it looks to me like we're roughly $500 over in legal notices because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if that impacts our lab site, now we want to go get the money from him. But I think we need to hold environmental health harmless in the meantime.
Hold them harmless in the fact that
they're just doing
what it is. But it is
what
it is. It's the cost of their department.
It's the cost of their department, but we need to add the dollars to do that, which should free up some dollars for you to be able to go get that laser measure
and yes, I'm a pit bull, I'm back to that, this year.
Well, Jack Russell. I was wondering where, how we got a full circle here.
So what I'm suggesting is that ought to help you when you take a look at your lab services and your legal notices, if in fact the board is committed that environmental health ought to not, their budget ought to not be negatively impacted based on fronting those dollars that we may or may not get back from Brandt. That should free up enough money for you to be able to go buy that $800 laser measurer in this fiscal year,
and
which means we wouldn't need to put it in for next year.
I'll certainly work on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath about easy collection on that money.
Absolutely.
So I don't think we'll put it under the board of supervisors as income. Yeah.
Wisely spoken. All right, so the 800 comes out for next year. We're going to figure out a way to get that done this year. And I like the idea of you having two of them. Margaret, I said before you walked in the room that you, as much as anybody, when the board changed, it's the way it conversed about budgets. I think it negatively impacted you. I think it caused you stress. You have come so far. Well, yours is the best budget we see. I mean, it just is. You're thorough. You're precise. You attribute things to item. There's not as much swag in your budget. You attribute it to real stuff, and it's really, really helpful. And I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Questions for Margaret?
None. Okay.
Appreciate what my contact with your office, and I've always been well served by anytime I go down and ask anything. So.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. And we got Matt back, so we're back to full staff again. It's nice. And we're getting furniture moved around to accommodate Amelia. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Good things happening in the basement.
Yeah. One thing that Jerry and I are looking for, Deb, is a larger table that would fit in our conference room, if Amy has anything.
Oh, no. Okay.
What is in there
right now?
Nothing. It was surplus desks that were stored in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite a second.
Feels like there's a big round table somewhere. Feels like
it's kind of a long, skinny room. My old office.
Okay, so the Board of Supervisors gets to visit with the Fair Board tomorrow morning.